July 29th through August 4th. Acts chapters 22 through 28. A minister and a witness. Impressions from the Holy Ghost are often quiet and sometimes fleeting. Recording your impressions allows you to reflect on them more deeply. As you read Acts 22 through 28, write down the thoughts and feelings that come to you and take time to ponder them. When we are on the Lord's errand, President Thomas S. Monson promised, we are entitled to the Lord's help. From the conference talk, To Learn, To Do, To Be, Ensign Olihona, November 2008. We are not entitled, however, to a smooth road and an endless stream of successes. For evidence of this, we need to look no further than Paul the Apostle. His errand from the Savior was, quote, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, end quote. See Acts chapter 9, verse 15. We see Paul fulfilling this errand and facing great opposition, chains, imprisonment, physical abuse, a shipwreck, and even a snake attack. But we also see that Jesus stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul. Paul's experiences are an inspiring reminder that when the Lord's servants accept his call to go and teach all nations, he will fulfill his promise to them. Quote, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. End quote. See Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Ideas for personal scripture study. Acts chapter 22, verses 1 through 21, and chapter 26, verses 1 through 29. Disciples of Jesus Christ share their testimonies boldly. When Paul delivered the powerful testimonies recorded in Acts 22 and 26, he was being held prisoner by Roman soldiers. The people he spoke to had the power to condemn him to death, yet he chose to boldly bear witness of Jesus Christ and the heavenly vision he had received. What inspires you about his words? Consider the opportunities you have to share your testimony. For example, when was the last time you told your family or others how you gained your testimony of the gospel? Acts chapter 22, verses 1 through 21, and chapter 26, verses 9 through 20. Why are there differences between the three accounts of Paul's vision of Jesus Christ? The book of Acts contains three accounts of Paul's miraculous vision on the road to Damascus. Each of these accounts is slightly different from the others, and some provide more detail than others. Because the accounts were told to different audiences for different purposes, it is reasonable that Paul chose to emphasize different parts of the experience for each audience. Similarly, Joseph Smith recorded several accounts of his first vision. See First Vision Accounts, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. The various accounts were given to different audiences for different purposes and provide insights that would not be available if only one account existed. Acts chapter 23, verses 10 through 11, chapter 27, verses 13 through 26, and verses 40 through 44. The Lord stands by those who strive to serve Him. As Paul's ministry clearly shows, difficulties in our lives are not a sign that God disapproves of the work we are doing. In fact, sometimes it is during the difficulties that we feel His support most strongly. It might be interesting to review what you've read recently about Paul's ministry and list some of the things he endured. See, for example, Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 20, chapter 16, verses 19 through 27, chapter 21, verses 31 through 34, chapter 23, verses 10 through 11, chapter 27, verses 13 through 26, and verses 40 through 44. How did the Lord stand by Paul? And what does this teach you about your own efforts in the Lord's service? Acts chapter 24, verses 24 through 27, chapter 26, verses 1 through 3, and verses 24 through 29, and chapter 27. I can choose to accept or reject the words of God's servants. Throughout his ministry, Paul bore powerful testimony of Jesus Christ and his gospel. Many people accepted his witness, but not everyone did. As you read Acts 24, 24 through 27, and Acts 26, 1 through 3, and 24 through 29, Write words and phrases that show how the following Roman rulers in Judea reacted to Paul's teachings: Felix, Festus, and King Agrippa. While sailing to Rome to be tried by Caesar, Paul prophesied that hurt and much damage would come to the ship and its passengers. See Acts 27, verse 10. Read chapter 27 and find out how Paul's shipmates reacted to his warnings. Do you find any lessons for yourself in their experience? Have you ever reacted like any of these Roman rulers or Paul's shipmates when you have heard the teachings of church leaders? What are some possible consequences of reacting in these ways? What do you learn from these accounts about heeding the counsel of the Lord through His servants? See also 2 Nephi 33 verses 1 through 2, Joseph Smith, History, chapter 1 verses 24 and 25, D. Todd Christofferson, The Voice of Warning, Ensign Orleahona, May 2017. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Before his conversion, Paul had a long history of offenses toward God. But because he was willing to repent, he was able to say, quote, "Herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men," end quote. See also Doctrine and Covenants 135, verse 4. How can we rid our conscience of offenses toward God and others? Acts chapter 26, verses 16 through 18. In these verses, what did the Lord call Paul to do? What opportunities do we have to do similar things? Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 9. Does anyone in your family like snakes? You may want to ask that person or another family member to tell the stories found in Acts 28, 1 through 9. Your children might enjoy drawing a picture of these stories or acting them out. What lessons can we learn from these accounts? One might be that the Lord fulfills His promises to His servants. For example, you could compare the promises made in Mark 16, verse 18, with their fulfillments in Paul's experiences. You could also find in a recent General Conference address a promise made by one of the Lord's servants, perhaps one that is meaningful to your family, and display it in your home. How can we show our faith that this promise may be fulfilled? Acts chapter 28, verses 22 through 24. Like the church in Paul's day, called a sect in verse 22, the church today is often spoken against. When people spoke against the Savior and His church, how did Paul respond? What can we learn from Paul's experience? Improving our teaching. Focus on principles that will bless your family. As you study the Scriptures, ask yourself, what do I find here that will be especially meaningful to my family? See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 17.